God's direct interventions. God the Father is not just watching us. He is actively participating in our lives. So also God the Son. In the patriarchal ages, we see specific instances of God's active involvement. Out of the numerous instances, some of his dimensions of involvement are as follows. Fellowship, the primary reason God created us. Before the fall, God walks and talks with Adam. Later we observe that Enoch, Noah, Job, and a few others enjoy close fellowship with God. Judgment. Much as it pains him in his righteousness, he judges Adam and Eve and subsequent perpetrators of evil. In his love, he informs Noah of the flood, Abraham of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and those he's close to before carrying out major acts of judgment. He even ensures that the righteous are saved. Prophecy. He signals a future. Some instances are his covenant with Noah, his message to Rebekah that Jacob will rule Esau, dreams to Joseph, butler, baker, Pharaoh, Abimelech, etc. He's involved through blessing. He blesses Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Job, etc. Guidance. God appears to Abraham several times to lead him in his journey of faith into the promised land. He gives detailed instructions to Noah on the ark construction and management. Job acknowledges his guidance. God appears to Isaac and guides Jacob. New birth. God opens and closes wombs. For example, God opens Rebekah's womb. He closes Rachel's womb, but enables Leah to conceive. He opens later on Rachel's womb. Loneliness. There are two cases in Genesis where the phrase God is with is used, and those refer to Joseph and Ishmael, two young boys separating from their home. God was with them in their loneliness. Distress. The angel of the Lord appears to Hagar when she thought Ishmael was going to die. God appears to Jacob when he runs away from Esau. Protection. God protects Sarah's purity. He protects Jacob as he returns from Laban's house. Striving. God is striving to bring us to him. The Lord wrestles with Jacob. The Holy Spirit is also active in giving and sustaining life, physical and spiritual, raiding enemies, Judges 14, ending life when it is released. Anointing. The anointing oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, Exodus 27. He troubles God's opponents. For example, Pharaoh, Genesis 41. He guides, 1 Kings 18, utters prophecies through people, inspires speaking God's word, directs leaders, for example, in Israel, Saul, King David, Samson, the judges, etc. He endows wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and all manner of workmanship, Exodus 35. While many of the activities of the Son of God are inclusive of the above, we will also see some special ones in the next portion. God is active today. What is our response? Do we have faith and obedience like Abraham, right fundamentals like Jacob, purity, patience, and perseverance like Joseph? Do we carry the legacy like the patriarchs?